Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 7:58, down 6 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7:15, down 10 and 3 quarters. March, 10:38, down 10 and 3 quarters. Over at the Chicago Board of Trade corn pit, September opened at 5:18 and a half, down 4 on the open. December 5:33, down 3 and 3 quarters. March 5:52, down 3 and 3 quarters. May 5:64, down 4. July 5:73 and a quarter, down 4 and a half. December 5:76 and a half, down 3 and a half on the open. September beans open at 11:76, down 5.5 on the open. November 11:71, down 7. January 11:88, down 6.75. July 11:19, down 5 on the open. October soybean meal open at 3:26, up 10 on the open. October soybean oil open at 47.43, down 41 on the open. October live cattle open at 101.40, down 25 on the open. September feeders, 109.70, down 15. October lean hogs, 67.60, up 10 on the open. And February bellies, 86.60, and they were up 87.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. He says, in western and southern Illinois and in far southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers. Elsewhere, increasing cloudiness. Highs ranging from 75 in northwestern Illinois to 85 degrees in the south. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows ranging from 61 in northeastern Indiana to 69 degrees in the south. Then tomorrow, cloudy with widespread rain and scattered thunderstorms. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible. Highs ranging from 72 in northwestern Illinois to 86 in the far south. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois, although he's not there this morning. He's on the road. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, when we last left you a week ago and we were talking about the technicals on the corn market, you laid out for us three options: a head and shoulders bottom, also the potential for a double bottom, and then also the potential for essentially a range-bound trade. And we were looking particularly at the December contract over the next month and heading into the harvest.
Right.
What has changed, if anything, in your opinion of those viewpoints? Can you narrow it down a little bit more for us?
Well, the corn market is still in position to kind of trace out a right shoulder of a head and shoulders bottom. But it's definitely going to, need a generally positive report to kind of get this thing to kind of rally and kind of solidify that. As far as the soybeans go, any chance of a right shoulder, that kind of went down the tube, and now we're kind of in a potential double bottom. We did go down underneath that early August low. But we've been able to kind of bounce back from that a little bit. Again, I think it's, how we end up the week, and that's probably going to be dependent of a lot on what kind of number USDA gives us here tomorrow morning. But I think the bean market does have a chance to trace out a weekly reversal to the upside if we got a generally positive soybean report here. And then that would kind of be, you could maybe call that kind of a double bottom. I'm not too sure it's a very solid double bottom, but at least technically that would be the chance. Now, if it doesn't hold in here and we kind of fail, it kind of looks to me like we're probably going to go on down to around the $11 area. So there is, 40 to 50 cents downside price risk from where we're at here if USJ's report is kind of viewed on the negative side.
If we were to see USDA on the corn come out with a number at 155 or slightly above, would the trade believe it, and would the market also, as in the beans, test more to the downside?
Well, the trade's probably going to be a little skeptical. I mean, we are beginning to hear some early harvested numbers, and we've had a lot of people out in the field doing yield samples. And at least in the areas that were real good last year, here in this eastern half of Illinois and maybe western half of Indiana, the WLL listening audience, it kind of looks like the yields are coming down, are going to be a little smaller than last year. But again, we're just kind of getting started. The biggest thing that the market needs, and it's both corn, soybeans, or wheat, is that we need to have some kind of what we would call game changer. Something that would stabilize this market from the long period of liquidation that we've been into now for several months. Until we kind of come up with a fundamental reason that would stabilize this market and begin to bring some end-user demand into this market, it's going to continue to liquidate because these index funds and traditional funds, it's just kind of like dominoes. As the market goes down, it triggers one fund to liquidate and then the next fund. So it just keeps liquidating. So we kind of need a game changer and kind of a neutral type report here. Tomorrow is not going to be the game changer. I think it needs to be a shock if you're going to have any chance at all of trying to stabilize this market and begin to turn it up. So, we may have to wait till the October report if the crop is indeed smaller. But we need some kind of game changer type event to come in here to stabilize the market and then begin to get the end user in here. And then as you get the end user in here, then you could maybe bring the speculator back into the marketplace. But until that happens, the market's going to struggle.
Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar continues its rally, making new highs today for its move. Earlier this summer, you were a dollar bear. What are you making of this U.S. dollar rally, and how high is high, or are you looking for it to turn?
Well, there's no doubt that the price action that we've experienced over the past summer, the dollar has been kind of a game changer. I mean, I'm not quite sure we did a long-term trend change on it. There's a lot of noise in the marketplace on the dollar, but we have had a significant move up from the low, and therefore it tells me that we're in more one of these intermediate. It could be just a bull market within a larger bear market. But at least for now, that dollar is pretty solidly in an uptrend, and it could be maybe beginning a long, long-term trend to the upside. Currencies have a tendency to be big trenders once the trend starts, and when you look at a dollar chart, it's quite clear that the trend lines point to the northeast. And if you're wanting to sell the dollar, it ain't working for you. Now, this thing may all peter out at some point in time, because I do think that we still have underlying fundamental issues with the economy as the government bails out a bank a week, bails out an investment company a month. We do have fundamental problems and big liquidity problems here in the United States, and I think that ultimately could turn the dollar back south again, but at least for now, it is in a sideways to higher mode.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. The current tick, December wheat at 761, down 3. At the Board of Trade, September wheat not trading. The December at 720, down 5 and 3 quarters. September corn, 521, down 1 and a half. December, 534, down 2 and 3 quarters. September beans, 1171, down 10 and a half. November, 1169, down 9. October live cattle, 101.90 up 25. September feeders, 109.70 down 15. October lean hog, 67.60 up 10. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.